29th of June, 1936. Talk number 217. Mr. A. Bose, an engineer from Bombay, asked, "Does Bhagavan feel for us and show grace?" Maharshi, "You are neck deep in water and yet cry for water. It is as good as saying that one neck deep in water feels thirsty, or a fish in water feels thirsty, or that water feels thirsty." Devotee, "How may one destroy the mind?" Maharshi, "Is there a mind in the first place? What you call mind is an illusion. It starts from the I thought. Without the gross or subtle senses, you cannot be aware of the body or the mind. Still, it is possible for you to be without these senses. In such a state, you are either asleep or aware of the self only. Awareness of self is ever there. Remain what you truly are, and this question will not arise." Devotee, "Is the body consciousness an impediment to realization?" Maharshi, "We are always beyond the body or the mind. If, however, you feel the body as the self, then it is, of course, an impediment." Devotee, "Is the body or the mind of any use for the self?" Maharshi, "Yes, inasmuch as it helps self-realization." 30th of June, 1936, talk number 218. Maharshi has been looking into the Shiva Purana this day. He says, "Shiva has the transcendental and immanent aspects as represented by his invisible transcendental being and the linga aspect, respectively. The linga, manifested as Arunachala, originally stands even to this day. This manifestation was when the moon was in the constellation of Orion, Ardra, in December. However, it was first worshipped on Shivaratri Day, which is held sacred even now. In the sphere of speech, pranava, the mystic sound Om, represents the transcendental, and the five-syllabled mantra represents the immanent aspect, Saguna. Again, Sri Bhagavan recounts the antidote of Parvati testing Rama. The story is as follows. Rama and Lakshmana were wandering in the forest in search of Sita. Rama was grief-stricken. Just then, Shiva and Parvati happened to pass close by. Shiva saluted Rama and passed on. Parvati was surprised and asked Shiva to explain why he, the Lord of the universe, being worshipped by all, should stoop to salute Rama, an ordinary human who, having missed his consort, was grief-stricken and moving in anguish in the wilderness and looking helpless. Shiva then said, "Rama is simply acting as a human being would under the circumstances. He is nevertheless the incarnation of Vishnu and deserves to be saluted. You may test him if you choose." Parvati considered the matter, took the shape of Sita, and appeared in front of Rama as he was crying out the name of Sita in great anguish. He looked at Parvati appearing as Sita, smiled, and asked, "Why, Parvati, are you here? Where is Shambhu? Why have you taken the shape of Sita?" Parvati felt abashed and explained how she went there to test him and sought an explanation for Shiva saluting him. Rama replied, "We are all only aspects of Shiva, worshipping him at sight and remembering him out of sight. Talk number 219. Ramakrishna Swami, a long resident disciple, asked Maharshi the meaning of Twair Arunachala Sarvam, a stanza in the five hymns. Maharshi explained it in detail, saying that the universe is like a painting on a screen, the screen being the red hill Arunachala. That which rises and sinks is made up of what it rises from. The finality of the universe is the god Arunachala. Meditating on him, or on the seer, the self, there is a mental vibration, I, to which all are reduced. Tracing the source of I, the primal I alone remains over, and it is inexpressible. The seed of realization is within, and the seeker cannot find it as an object outside himself. That seat is bliss, and is the core of all beings. Hence it is called the heart. The only useful purpose of the present birth is to turn within and realize it. There is nothing else to do. Devotee, how is annihilation of predispositions to be accomplished? Maharshi, you are in that condition in realization. Devotee, does it mean that holding on to the self, the tendencies should be scorched as they begin to emerge? Maharshi, they will themselves be scorched if only you remain as you truly are.